Hi, my name is Rebecca Thompson. I'm the founder and executive director of the Consciously Parenting Project. I'm here today to talk about tantrums, and I just want to start by saying that I am a parent. I have a 15-year-old and a 10-year-old, both boys. And when my oldest was about 8, I was about ready to tear my hair out. For the previous 4 or so, 5 years, it had been really challenging, and I didn't know what to do about the tantrums that he was having, the constant emotional upsets, it seemed. You know, it was silly little things that I thought, there's no reason for him to be upset about that. What's the big deal? So he can't tie his shoe. I will help him. It's going to be okay. And I realized that for him, it really wasn't. But I didn't know what to do. And he seemed really overwhelmed. He would get off the school bus and he would have a, you know, meltdown for about 2 hours after school. And I had no idea how to support him. No idea. And, you know, I have a master's in marriage and family therapy. I've been working with families. I was a teacher. You know, it's not like I was starting from scratch, but I really had no idea what to do or how to help him. So the information that you're going to get in this mini course is all about what to do, you know, in the day-to-day, and it helps first to start to just shift the way that we're looking at what's happening. So we're going to be looking at how do we begin to shift. We're going to be looking at some terms, regulation and dysregulation. We're going to be really looking at why is it so hard in the first place. Then I'm going to be sharing with you the brain stoplight, which is a tool that I developed to help us understand what to do. You know, when is the time to have that conversation and explain, you know, that we don't shake the dog, you know, we don't throw the dog when we're upset, you know, whatever the conversation needs to be. There are times to have those conversations, and then there are times to just stop and just be and connect with each other, and there are times where it's a great time for emotional expression and drop down in there with them a little bit. So that's a great tool that will help guide you in this process, and there's actually quite a few videos on that. And then we're going to be talking about boundaries and how do we establish boundaries, especially when we've got a child who's having a lot of emotional upsets. Where do the boundaries go? What is the big picture here? What are we trying to teach our child? And we're going to be talking about, with the brain stoplight again, connecting on yellow and then being there through red. So just some strategies for moving through this. So I have to say, you know, once I finally understood this information, this really literally transformed my family. And so I am so happy that you're here. I'm so happy that you're willing to look at this and look at other ways of doing this. So thank you so much, and check out the next video.